तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
तपाईँ हामी मध्ये धेरैले टाइटानिकको नाम त सुनेकै होलौँ। हजुर, 110 वर्ष अगाडि सन् 1912 अप्रिल महिनामा आफ्नो पहिलो यात्रामा न्युयोर्क गएको जहाज टाइटानिक उत्तरी एटलान्टिकमा एउटा हिमशिलामा ठोकिएपछि डुबेको थियो। करिब 1500 यात्रुहरूले ज्यान गुमाएका थिए। हालै लन्डनको एउटा प्रदर्शनीले इतिहासलाई सम्झँदै टाइटानिकमा त्यति बेला रहेका मानिसहरूका लुगा, भान्साका सामान र अन्य व्यक्तिगत सामग्रीहरू प्रदर्शनमा राखेको छ। यसबारेमा थप सुनौ अबको यो रिपोर्टमा।
तपाईँको समुदाय, तपाईँको कुराकानी, एसपीएस नेपाली।
सन् 1912 आफ्नो पहिलो यात्रामा दुर्भाग्यवश डुबेको टाइटानिक र त्यससँगै गुमेका जिन्दगीहरूको सम्झनामा टाइटानिक दि एक्जिबिसन नामक प्रदर्शनी राखिएको छ। त्यस रात ज्यान बचाएका एक यात्रुले लगाएको लुगादेखि लिएर जहाजको फर्स्ट क्लासमा राखिएका भान्साका सामानसम्म प्रस्तुत गरिएका छन्। टाइटानिकलाई त्यसबेलाको सबैभन्दा भव्य जहाज मानिन्थ्यो र यो कहिल्यै डुब्दैन भन्ने ठानिएको थियो। तर सन् 1912 अप्रिल महिनामा साउथहाम्प्टनबाट न्युयोर्कको यात्रामा एउटा हिमशिलामा ठोकिएपछि यो डुबेको हो। यस दुर्घटनाबाट बचेकाहरूमध्ये एक महिला इभा हार्टले सन् 1985 क्यानाडेली प्रसारक सिबिसीसँग कुरा गर्दै आफूलाई त्यस रातको सबै कुरा स्पष्ट याद रहेको बताएकी थिइन्।
My mother wakened me and my father took me, went with my mother, and took me and placed me in a lifeboat and my mother, and made no attempt to get in herself. But I really do owe the good fortune of my living to the fact that my mother had a tremendous premonition of disaster from the first time that she knew she was going in the Titanic. And she said that to say that a ship was unsinkable, which is what the whole world was saying, to say that was flying in the face of God.
आफूले लाइफबोटमा बसी त्यस डुबिरहेको जहाजलाई पछाडि फर्केर हेर्दा उक्त हिमशिलाको दृश्यको बयान गर्दै हार्टले भनिन्,
It was a terribly dark night. Starlit, but no moonlight. And this tremendous ship, which didn't sink for over 2 hours. Horrible sight. Dreadful sight. As we rowed away, and we looked back at the ship, we could see the iceberg, so to speak, behind it. It's the only way I can describe it. It was very large.
एक शताब्दीभन्दा बढी समयपछि राखिएको यस प्रदर्शनी थुप्रै किताब, नाटक र चलचित्रहरूलाई प्रेरित गर्ने यस दुःखद घटनाको एक प्रमाण हो। यसका आयोजक हुन् इतिहासकार क्लोर्स योरान वेटरहोम, जसले टाइटानिकको डुबानको बारेमा 40 वर्षसम्म अध्ययन गरेका छन्। यस प्रदर्शनीमा टाइटानिकबाट 200 भन्दा बढी सामग्रीहरू राखिएका छन्।
Regarding the objects and what they tell us is, for example, a diary kept by a man from Finland, and it's more or less the only diary known in the world that was written on the Titanic and found on a dead person's body. And the diary was kept up till the 14th of April, the same day as the ship collided with the iceberg. You have a pair of children's shoes as well that were worn by a girl who was 4 years old, and she survived in lifeboat number 2 together with a mother and her father, who threw himself into the boat. It's one of the few families that survived intact in third class, actually.
प्रदर्शनीमा टाइटानिकको भित्री भाग जस्तै देखिने गरी कोठाहरू बनाइएका छन्, जसमध्ये मानिसहरूले आर पार जान मिल्ने गरी जहाजको पहिलो र तेस्रो कक्षबीचको ढोकाको निर्माण गरिएको छ। यी भन्दा मानिसहरूका साना र व्यक्तिगत सामानहरूको महत्त्व बढिरहेको छ।
Among other artifacts we have here is the ring that used to belong to Swedish passenger Gerda Lindell, and she was unfortunate enough not to find a place in a lifeboat, and she was clinging to a water-filled lifeboat and she lost the grip and disappeared. But right before that, I believe that's when she dropped her ring one way or the other into the boat. 12 people survived from the boat, but the boat itself drifted away and disappeared on the North Atlantic, but was discovered a month later. And when the boat was taken to New York and surveyed, they found the bottom a ring. And the ring later was returned to Sweden, and then from there they found the parents, who were completely crushed by the grief of losing their beloved daughter.
यस प्रदर्शनीले टाइटानिकका कथाहरूलाई जीवन्त बनाइदिएको छ. यस्तै एउटा कथा रहेको छ एक धनी स्पेनिस यात्रु भिक्टर पेनियास्को. उनी आफ्नी नयाँ दुलही र उनकी मेडसँग जहाजमा आएका थिए. डुब्न थालेपछि ती दुई महिलालाई लाइफ बोटमा बसाई उनी अरू यात्रुहरूको मद्दत गर्न टाइटानिकमा फिर्ता गएका थिए र त्यसपछि उनी कहिले पनि देखिएनन्. उनको शव अहिलेसम्म पहिचान भएको छैन र सायद कहिल्यै भेटिएको पनि छैन होला. उनले एक समयमा लगाएको एक टक्सिडो यस प्रदर्शनीमा राखिएको छ. यो सम्पूर्ण प्रदर्शनी तयार पार्ने कम्पनीका प्रमुख लुइस फेरेरो भन्छन् कि यसले त्यस खाली लाग्दो घटनामा ज्यान गुमाएकाहरूको यादलाई न्याय दिलाउँछ.
Well, I would say this is actually a very museum exhibition in many ways, because of course we have original artifacts, we have original stories, and it has been created by a team of professionals from the museum community. So actually what we think is that people will be able to really understand better the story of Titanic and hopefully confront many myths and legend, misconceptions that we have from the story, and actually be confronted by the authentic story through real artifacts and real stories.
सन् 1985 आफ्नो अनुभव बताएकी हार्टले भनेकी थिइन् कि टाइटानिकले सिकाएको सबैभन्दा महत्त्वपूर्ण पाठ भनेको यात्रुहरूको सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित गर्नु हो. जहाजमा सबै यात्रुलाई पुग्ने लाइफ बोटहरू थिएनन्, जसकारण 1513 जनाको मृत्यु भएको थियो.
I know what the fault was. The fault was that that ship was allowed to go to sea with too few lifeboats, and therefore those 1513 people who died that night need not have died. And it took a disaster like that to make the Board of Trade alter their regulations, which now says, of course, that you cannot go to sea without you taking enough lifeboats for everyone. But it took a disaster like that to bring that into being.
टाइटानिकको डुबानबाट बचेका अन्तिम मानिसहरूमध्ये रहेकी इभा हार्टको सन् 1996 91 वर्षको उमेरमा निधन भएको थियो. यस प्रदर्शनी सन् 2022 उत्तरी बसन्त ऋतुसम्म चल्ने बताइएको छ. तर सम्भवत यस जहाजको दुःखद कथा भने आउँदा थुप्रै वर्षहरूसम्म जनमानसमा जीवन्त रहनेछ.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. एसपिएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.